Bill actress Linda Lusardi.
Good morning.
You don't often get introduced like that,
no,
do you?
No, I don't.
You know, most people say the other thing, don't they?
Well, it's fading off a bit now.
It'll never fade, Linda. Never. But you did act in The Bill. You acted 10 episodes in The Bill.
Yeah, but most people know me from Emmerdale. I was in Emmerdale for a year.
I know,
recently.
But you see, I loved The Bill.
Like, I think it's a shame it's gone, actually. There's nothing that's replaced it, is there?
No, some people said you couldn't believe the stories towards the end. I actually still watch it on one of those repeat channels. And I think it's, you know...
Well, you're obviously very nostalgic then.
Totally, totally. Listen, see, when it comes to nostalgia, you play a big part in my life.
Well, I can't believe that you interviewed me. I mean... When was that? It was about 82 or something like that?
Yes. Well, actually, I was only a boy. I was only there. You know, I heard you were coming. I was in the radio station while I was working. I was in the radio station and one of the guys was preparing to interview you. And I was there on the periphery of it all. But you know what the huge disappointment was on the day?
What? I hope I wasn't the disappointment.
You arrived in a fabulously fashionable but very thick woolly jumper.
Well, it's very cold over here in the winter.
It is. Well, you know, the lads were all there. We're all thinking, oh, Linda's arriving in town today. And we all expected you to be like we had regularly seen you because it was like, you know, Man United or Liverpool, Sam Fox or Linda Lusardi. And, you know, I couldn't decide who I supported.
But it's a long time ago. I feel like I'm talking about another person, really. I mean, I gave up 25 years ago.
Do you feel as if it is someone else?
Yes, I do, because I look back and I kind of not cringe, but I just think, oh, how did I have the sort of guts to do that and do this and do, you know, and I just thought, oh, you know, I think times have changed as well. It was much more acceptable in those days than it is now.
You've your own daughter now. Would you let her do it?
She's far too talented to do anything like that. She's a great singer.
Would you make it sound like as if you weren't talented? Like you did go on, as you said, to act in Emmerdale. You were Pygmalion. You were in The Bill, as I say, one of my favourite programmes. You've been in a number of movies. You're hugely busy still promoting products and modelling up until very recently, doing fitness routines on TV. You've loads and loads of talent. Your daughter, I'm sure, has loads of talent as well. But you were groundbreaking. There's something about... particularly you two girls as Page Three girls. I don't think anyone frowned on it at the time.
No, they didn't at the time, but I think they do now. And I do think it's probably had its day.
Do you regret it?
No, not at all. I mean, it's brought me so much in my life. I've travelled the world. I've met people I wouldn't have met before. You know, I'm obviously financially better off than I would have been working in the hairdressers, which was what I aspired to do. I wouldn't have met my husband and I wouldn't have my two beautiful children if I hadn't gone... You know, if I hadn't started modelling and then gone into acting and still acting now.
Of course, when you Google you, it's the first thing that comes up, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's my website.
Well, I Googled you. It was the second thing that came up.
Yes, but you...
Are you not on your website? Can we not see you topless on your own website?
No, of course not.
So we have to go to other websites.
Well, you don't want to go to those websites because that's not who I am now.
So who is Linda Lusardi 2013?
Linda Lusardi, 2013, is a loving mother, a wife, a working actress, and, you know, today I'm here promoting Omega 7 because we're all getting a bit older and we all need to take our vitamins because we're not getting it from our food anymore.
Just on that about Omega 7, why did you embrace it? Apart from the fact you're some big fat contract to do it, but you have a genuine interest in it, don't you?
No, I didn't have a fat contract to do it. I went into my local chemist because I was suffering so bad and the doctor couldn't give me anything apart from eye drops from dry eyes. I think it was partly because I was short-sighted in one eye, so I was straining my eyes a lot of the time. But travelling on aircraft or air conditioning and things, I just used to have this eye that was streaming all the time. And with being on telly and doing Emmerdale, especially in the Dales where the wind is blowing all the time, I was constantly wiping the makeup off one eye and then it would swell up and then I look, you know, it wasn't very attractive. And I just thought, I've got to do something about it. And they said, have you tried Omega 7? It's you know, it nourishes the mucous membranes in your body, you know, not just your eyes, your mouth and everywhere else. And I tried it and I was just flabbergasted by the results I had after 2 weeks. Didn't need to use my eye drops anymore.
So are you doing personal appearances here? Can people drop by and say hello to you in some outlets today? Is that possible? Or
I don't think we are. Are we? No. I'm going on to, with Sarah this afternoon.
Oh, you'll be on the magazine.
Yes, on
absolutely.
The magazine show.
We'll see you on the magazine program with Sarah. I'm just wondering, you know, you step into a TV studio, it obviously doesn't cost you a thought, because you would have been slightly disadvantaged being Linda Lusardi, former Page 3 girl, when you went forward for Emmerdale or any of the other acting parts that you have. Some people would say, oh no, let's find someone completely new. You would have had to have proven yourself as an actress at every audition, wouldn't you?
At the beginning, yes, I did. And I remember once, you know, I did a few stage shows, touring stage shows, and I learned the craft and I learned, you know, and I grafted and... you know, if I couldn't have done it, I don't think I've had any longevity. But then I got offered Pygmalion at the Malvern Festival, where Bernard Shaw came from, and it was a big festival. And the producer wanted me to play Eliza Doolittle. And it was the play, not the musical, so it was much more wordy. And
Are you a singer of note?
I wouldn't call myself a singer.
You had a couple of records,
didn't
you?
I could get away with it. No, only one.
Well, yeah, I remember. I put people on the floor of a disco with a song that you brought out. But no, go back to Pygmalion.
Yeah, so anyway, but unfortunately, one of the council members at Malvern didn't want me to play the part, was outraged that I'd even been offered it, and said if I played the part, he would resign.
What a prat.
And I had to go down and have lunch with all the other council members and... to prove that I was a decent, law-abiding, you know, young woman who could do the part.
But he didn't like the idea that you'd been a Page 3 girl.
No. And he did actually resign.
Do you know, we have a problem with our politicians. Look, there's a woman, she was trying to run Miss Ulster. And she's done it before here to get girls to qualify from this part of the world through to Miss Universe. And she managed, actually, to get it sponsored by some of the politicians up at Stormont. And they sign off and they'll say, yeah, you can come and do it in the Long Gallery. And then somebody took the hump about restrictions. The women had to be 5'8", they had to be size 8 to 10 or whatever, or they couldn't take part. And there's a whole fallout over the fact that not everyone could take part. So, like, you know, it goes without saying that if you're going to be Miss Universe, not everyone can take part. However, the politicians rode back on it, and she's now had to find an alternative venue. Do you think that, you know, there is a place for beauty pageants like that?
Well, do you know what? We're the only country that doesn't buy into it. My friend actually choreographs Miss World, and she's just been out in Bali for, like, 3, 4, 5 weeks. We can get it on MTV here, but it's watched by billions around the world.
Yeah, our Miss Northern Ireland goes every year, but you never see it locally. You only see it if you go onto some website.
So it's only the British that turn their nose up at it. And I mean, I just think people celebrate good-looking women. They always have, and they always will. And if the girls are happy to walk along, you know, be parading the stage, and they do it tastefully. Now, they're not in bikinis, and you know, they're in a traditional dress, and then they put much more into the show now.
There's still a bit of bikini in Northern Ireland, but
is there?
I compared a couple of years ago.
Might,
there was,
yeah,
anyway.
Because,
yeah,
because it's all about the physicality of the body, isn't it?
Not that there's anything universe. Wrong with a bikini, but I'm just looking here at Maeve Connolly. She's writing in the paper. She's giving her opinion as a woman and as a writer. She says judging women on how they look is embarrassing.
Well, I hate to say it, but women judge men on the way they look. And there's Mr. Universe. There's Mr. World. And it's as well watched as the women's pageant. So,
do you think I'd be in with a chance?
You?
I don't. You're not supposed to. You, Jim. You're not supposed to say it like that. This should have been TV.
I think you have to be under 25. I don't think you could
get like you.
I can't see. Let me stand up. Are you fat? No, you're not fat at all.
But you know. But God save us and bless. I'm ashamed. Innocent, good-living country boy.
Yes, but you're not 25.
But I've been trying to build my confidence.
And do you look good in those little tiny trunks?
Well, I've got little tiny trunks. I can show you them.
Really? Have you got children?
Do you want us to get together?
No. I'm just saying, are you an embarrassing dad?
Of course I am.
Do you walk around in those buggy, what they call them, budgie smugglers?
Budgie smugglers.
Yes.
Linda Lusardi, you're very naughty. This is a family show. I cannot speak about any of my pet birds in here. Right, it is. No, but I'm just crawling back up onto the seat here. As you know, you spend a lifetime like admiring someone from afar, only ever seeing her. either in the Bill or in page 3 of the Sun.
Or and Emmerdale. Then, you obviously didn't watch Emmerdale.
I don't watch Emmerdale.
I was much more in Emmerdale than I was in the Bill.
I do, and congratulations on being in Emmerdale. But, you know, there I am, sitting across the desk from you. First time I've had the opportunity to look into your eyes. Your eyes are actually so appealing that I find myself looking away. I'm a trained school teacher, and we were always taught at teacher training college, if you find it difficult to look at someone's eyes when you say you're giving off to them or teaching them or whatever, look peripherally at their ears. Now I'm looking, your hair is covering your ear, but instead of looking into your eyes, I'm trying to watch your hair. Therefore, I've got the confidence to speak to you, okay? Do you understand the trick I'm using? Like, I'm a nervous wreck here.
No, this is it. You and see, my eyes only look lovely because I've been taking the Omega 7. And my hair, it affects your hair too.
But the situation for me is, I've spent my lifetime wanting to sit across the desk from Linda Lusardi, and when I said, you think I would do well in Mr. World, you go, you?
No, I actually didn't know if you'd said you. I misheard you. I'm trying to get out of it now. Look.
You put that shovel down. Linda, it is an absolute pleasure meeting you. You're a bundle of fun. You know, I would have imagined you might have been a wee bit standoffish. You're not like that at all.
No, I'm quite grounded. I think my parents kept me grounded and I keep my kids grounded.
And your youngster is not going to be involved in the fashion industry as you were, in the modelling game as you were in the past. What does the young cub do? You have a son, haven't you?
He's a fantastic singer. She's a fantastic singer. She's just started at Italia Conti, so she wants to do everything from musical theatre. They've both got the bug, so they're both going to be in show business. So watch that space.
Linda, you have a busy day today. I know the TV cameras are actually practically outside the building or outside the studio there, hoping to get a hold to you. I'm delighted you called by.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it. I'm going to try and look you in the eyes just for a sec. Wow. Linda Lusardi, thank you.
Thank you.
Listening to you, Frank Mitchell on U105.